and every minute we can. Okay, so we ended off on 44b2, we finished the page. And we end up saying, the way I understood the Gemara was that you don't include the corners because we'll refer to this diagram often, so you may as well keep your hand on the place. The diagram for diagram H on 44b1, so the way we learned the Gemara, and I don't know whether it's correct because I started reading it over again in the English, maybe it's not 100% what it says there, but the way I understood it was that since in the diagram you'll see that you only have tails at position 1c and 5a, so the best you can do is put an imaginary vine at 3a. But to extend from one imaginary vine to another imaginary vine, namely to say that because you have 3a, now you're going to extend it to 1a, that's too much. That was the idea of Ein Zonov LaZonov meant. Once you had one imaginary Zonov, you can't extend that to another imaginary Zonov. And that's actually what it says. If you look closely, you'll see that that's what the Gra says on 45b2. He says, Gra, however, understands the term Zonov refers to the imaginary vine, that the law of the tail does not apply when the basic configuration is partially comprised of imaginary vines, since the vineyard configuration surrounding the four corners contain imaginary vines, so you can't further expand the vineyard to include the corners, because that would be adding a second imaginary tail to a first imaginary tail. There's no tail for a tail. That's the way we learn the Gemara. I think that's a very simple way to learn the Gemara. Let's leave it like that.
But you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 imaginary tails in diagram H.
Yeah, it's correct.
And you only have 4 tails. So how did you get from 4 imaginary tails to 6 imaginary?
Because
if each imaginary tail can only be an extension of a tail.
Yes, that's correct. So you go both directions because you have. Let's take 3a as that'll be our first imaginary tail, right? So what's that from? That's from the basis of the two vines, 3c and 3e, 5c and 5e. You have that square, right? Then you have the extension of 5a. So that's a tail. The 5a is the tail, so you extend to 3a, that'll be the extension of the imaginary one. Then you go reuse 5c, 5e, but instead of going up to 3, go down to 7. Use 7c, 7e, and then you'll have the extension over there of 9c. So that'll be 9c's extension. Okay, so You're using a square, create and a tail, and then you extend it to an imaginary one to fill up, so it becomes 2 rows of 3. Yeah, so that's the way it works, and that works all the way around. Okay.
It's like connect the dots game, you know, like.
It's like
in order
that.
To make a square, you have to have two monish vines to make that square. And if you don't,
yes.
If you don't,
yes.
Then
you have to have a square. The squares are always actual vines, real vines. And then we have the tail, which is also real. And then we have the imaginary tail. But to go beyond that imaginary tail into the corners, that you're not going to do. Now, Hadot, let's go on. So now we go to 45A, which is what today's page is. Hadot Omra She'en Zonov LeKerem Gadol. So this is in effect saying that you don't have a zonov to a kerem gadol. Now kerem gadol was you had
3 by 3.
You had 3 by 3, Then you had...
In a basin.
Yeah, and you had 3x3, and then you had an extension. You had a tail. So the question was, would that tail also be included as part of the Karam Gadol? And remember, we said there's three nafkaminas, whether it's considered a Karam Gadol or not. A, let's just talk about the two major nafkaminas. The major nafkaminas is whether you have Mechol HaKarim. You don't have Mechol HaKarim by a Karam Katon. That's number one. And number two, the distance of 16 amas. When you ever have Gadol, as long as it's within 16 amas, it can be mitzarif. Katon has to be within 8, otherwise it's not mitzarif. So those are two big nafkaminas. So the Gemara actually asked this question, but so before I get to the question that Rabbi Yochanan asked earlier, but here we're saying you don't. There's no tail. Once the vineyard is extended by its four tail vines and their imaginary partners, the vineyard is rendered a large vineyard. So let's look at the picture. We have it here on the same page. So the area of the large vineyard, as you can see, one in row three and you have two, and in row seven you have two. So that created four rows going widthwise, four rows of three, including the imaginary ones. So you have, ignore C1 and C9, ignore those for the time being. So you have three. You have four rows of three going across. That already is a Karam Gadol, right?
Including the imaginary
ones. So that's four, right, exactly. We have even more than we need. Three is all we would need, but here we have four. It's the round for the most, okay? Once the vineyard is extended by its four tail vines and their imaginary partners, it's a large vineyard. A large vineyard is not extended by tail vines and their imaginary partners, meaning that's why, the Gemara is basically saying, that's why I'm not going to go to extend it into the corners. Because to extend to 1A would mean I'd be adding a zonov to a Karam Gadol, and that you never do. So it's standalone. In other words, in the same way, it's standalone. If it really existed, it's also not going to be able to be created to begin with in an imaginary sense as well. That's the Gemara's comparing those two halachas. Okay. Then hadop shita shelte drab yaisim rabs and nabashem rab yachanan. He asked this question. If you go back to actually, he has a picture here in note 6. Reb Yoina, it says Reb Yoina. Yeah, Reb Yoina on 41B. Reb Yoina asked the question, if you had a vineyard where you had two rows of three vines and a single vine situated in the middle of the third row. So you see the picture, 3, 3, and 1. That one is in the middle. Now, you have an imaginary... Rabbi Yochanan, remember, his shita was you always add on a corner in a regular Karam Katan. You always add on a corner. And you imagine that there's a vine there, and then you make the square. Right? So it's a square dalaramas around the whole area. You don't cut the... what's that thing called? Trapezoid? You don't cut a trapezoid shape in order to create the four-ama area along the top left, for example, the top left corner. You're going to make a round. So the question is, now, will he say you create two imaginary ones? If it's in the middle, you have a choice. You can now add one on the left and one on the right, and then you would have a large square around the entire thing. That was his question. So the Gemara wants to say that if you look at our case in our Mishnah, and go back to the previous picture that we were just looking at, you have just looking at it from the perspective of 3C through 7C, and then you have 5A, that's mamish exactly the same case, right? You've got 3, 3, and you've got one in the middle. Same thing on the right side. You have 3, 3, and one in the middle. And yet we're, we do create imaginary corners, right? So we added 3A, we added 7A, we added 3G, and we added 7G. So you see that that's the Gemara is trying to say. Because you see that you do add another one on both sides. That's the idea. Okay, when a vineyard has two parallel rows of three vines and an additional tail vine in the middle, so based on what we just described, the two imaginary vines are in fact added to the one tail vine. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. So that's the end of that. Hador Amra. I'm sorry. Nimsu. Okay, now we're going to get into a little math here. So first let's do a little, we'll talk about a little math here. So that you have how should I say this? You have going back to let's go back to the diagram of on page 44A3, let's say. So you have, you have every other vertical column was removed and every other horizontal column was removed, right? So that left us, let's see, what's the best way to say this? Right. Our Mishnah is dealing. I got to start off like this. Our Mishnah is originally dealing with nine rows of seven vines each. Right.
That was the reason, because we were dealing with the base side.
Yes. Now, if you take hold on a second. So let's just take a look at the spacing between, in other words, take a look at diagram A. Okay, so the spacing between A to B to C and so on. So if you count how many spaces there are there, right? So you have, whenever you have a row of seven, so obviously the spacing is six because the outer one doesn't count. So there's six spaces, right? One, two, three, four, five, six. There are six spaces on across the width. And if you go down nine, so that means that there are eight spaces between the length, right? You got that? So let's just use that as our measure. So you have six by eight. Six by eight. This is important to remember. So you have six spaces along the width, eight spaces along the length. If you were going to take the minimum shear, which is Dalet Amos, so you'd have, and use that as our multiplier, so you'd end up having 24 by 32. 8 times 4 is 32, 6 times 4 is 24. So you'd have 24 amas across the width, 32 amas down the length. Now, if we're talking about a base saw is 50 by 50 amas, right? So 32 by 24 is certainly way less than 50 by 50, right? So we can't be dealing with an area planted originally. This is why we're using the original planting, so we can figure out how big a space we started with here. So we don't even have to talk about how much was carved yet. We're just trying to figure out what is the spacing over here. So let's bump it up then. Okay, so let's bump it up. Let's, instead of using four amas, let's use double that amount. Let's use eight amas. So just double our numbers. You don't have to, let's not recalculate everything. Let's just double our numbers. So we said before 24 by 32. So now make it 48 by 64. So now that's how much we have. 48 by 64. Now, as you well realize, that's way larger than 50 by 50. Right? That's much larger. So what's going on over here? He said we're talking about a case where you have these nine rows planted in a 50 by 50 area. How does that work out? This is what the Gemara is trying to figure out here. How do you have 50 by 50? Now, so here. So that's what I just explained to you is what this line means. Nimsu shishim va'arba al arba'im u'shmoinu. It'll come out that you end up with 64 by 48 if you use the 8 amma between each vine. So it's going to be much larger than 50 by 50. So Reb Zeira's vineyard is therefore 14 amas longer and 2 amas narrower than 50 by 50, right? 50 plus 14 is 64. 50 minus 2 is 48. So it's 2 less and 14 longer. Right? You got that? Okay. So now the Gemara is now going to come. What it's going to do is it's going to do this using a crude way of doing it by snipping pieces of paper. Of ground, so snipping pieces of ground and reshaping 64 by 48 into 50, but without making it complicated, all to know with the excess, knowing our modern math, all you got to do is do 50 by 50 times 50 is 2500, and 64 times 48 is whatever number that is. I forgot the number. It's equal. So, anybody got a calculator? You got a calculator? 3,072. Okay, so you take the the excess.
It's footnote number 5,
Right. Yeah. You're on a base already. So, yeah. So, see, in the brackets, he makes it very simple because he uses our math, right? 64 by 48 is 3,072 square amas, and 2,500 amas is 50 by 50. So he exceeds it by a surplus of 572 amas. So, even if you don't follow how he's going to work this out, you know the Gemara is going to end up telling us the same exact thing. I'm going to show you now how the Gemara does it, but this is the main thing.
So we're missing 2 amas.
We're missing.
What we're doing now so far, I guess, unless you jump ahead. Maybe.
Hold on a second. I haven't explained this at all yet. How the Gemara is going to do it. So yeah.
What we're doing, all
the Gemara is doing is a simple thing, which is showing that Reb Zeira's. Is that his name? Why did I say Reb Zeira? Yeah, it says Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira's his setup of his vineyard is not a base saw of the Mishnah. Remember he gave us this whole structure of 9 by of
not space.
No, he said it depends how you cut it. If you cut it at 4 amas apart from each other, then it's too small. If you cut it at 8 amas apart from each other, then it's too large. And the Gemara, to show that it's too large, is now going to take a 64 by 48 rectangle and is now going to start to cut it apart to make it even with 50. So let's do that now. I'll show you how they do it. It's quite clever, actually. And I know the guys on online, it's going to be hard for them to see this. But if you had a piece of paper and a pen, it would be worthwhile. You'd feel it better. Or we could use the pictures. I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever works for you. You have 48 wide, right? 48 wide. Now, 48 wide, you want to make that 50 because we're looking to get a 50 by 50 square. So in order to make 48 into 50, you've got to have another 2 amas. Now, 2 amas, you need 2 amas by a length of 50 because all we're trying to do is get a 50 by 50 length. Now, your length that you have is 64. You have a 64 length, so I can cut out 50 amas, and I'll have 14 amas. In other words, I have 14 amas excess, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to you've got a 12 by 48 excess at the bottom. In other words, what you would do is like this. First thing, take your 64 length. You want to make that 50. That's easy. Just at 50 amas, cut it across. So now my length is 50 instead of 64. What do I have left at the bottom? I have a piece of ground which is 14 by 48, right? 14 by 48. I took 50. Right. I took off. So I have 14 by 48. Now I want to. I have the top is only 48 wide. I want to make that 50 wide. So now what do? I'm going to take two amas.
Cut
across two amas by 48 and attach it to the side. Attach it to the side, right? So that instead of it being 48 width, it'll be a 50 width. Now that only covered 48, right? It was 48, so it goes up 48 amas. I need to get that last 2x2 square, so I have to cut out a 2x2 square from my remaining strip. So my strip, which was 12 by 48, I cut out 2x4. I cut out, I ended up with 10 by 48, and I cut out a 2x2 strip, so I have, that's going to be by 46, now I have 50, and I have remaining a whole block there. That block is left with 1,024, it's equal to 1,024 a square amas. The remainder, that's remainder. How much is left? Actually, 572. We're left with 572. Okay? So, again, by doing this, all we've done is we've shown that we have excess. That's the whole purpose of this Gemara. So, that's what it did. So, let me just read it inside now. Nesiv tarti mikah v'yohon lahachacha. So take two amas a piece from the extra 14 amas of length, take two off, and use it to extend the vineyard by another two amas, so it'll be 50 wide. On the base, nimtzu'u arba'a mushmoina al arba'a mushmoina. So the strip of 48 amas is fitted onto 48 amas on the side of the vineyard, bringing 48 amas to the width of a basah. I'm not sure exactly how to read that line. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It comes out 48 by 48. It wouldn't mean it's 48 by 48. But I'm not 100% sure how to read.
Is that the number of squares that are spaced between? Because you have 8 by 6 gives you...
I guess if you're cutting off at the 50 amma mark, so at that place, it'll be 48 wide, but I don't know what it means. It's 48 by 48. It's not 48 by 50. It'll be 48 by 50. It'll be 48 by 50. So anyway, so I'm not sure what it means.
It's just telling you which side you're sticking on the extra.
That's probably what it means. So when you stick on the extra two amas by 48, you're still left with you're still missing. Two amas. So the Gemara then goes, Chad Beinai Elka, you remove an additional section from the 12 amas surplus, and that's equal to the missing corner, which is 2 by 2 amas. Chad Beinai Yahav, and you place this one section taken from the surplus to complete the 50 by 50. So then it becomes apparent that your vineyard, his vineyard, exceeds the basal by 572 square amas.
That original vineyard.
Right.
Taking 572 off and adding it.
We're left with 572. We're left with 572 remainder.
Right.
So what's going on over here? So then the Gemara tries to resolve the difficulty on Membav, and we could start it. So what you could do is you could say, well, maybe it wasn't including the corners, as we figured out 50 by 50. right? I'm sorry, not 50 by 50, but in our 64, our original calculation, 64 by 48, maybe that was because we included all the corners. Let's say we remove all the corners since you can't plant in the corners. So then you have four 16 by 16 squares in each corner. So take 16 by 16, multiply it by 4, and you get a certain number. I forget what the number is.
16 by 16.
It's actually 1,024. Okay, because 16 times 16 is 256. And 256 times 4 is 1,024. So now your actual area of the vineyard is not 64 times 48, which was equal to 3,072. You're going to deduct the 1,024 squares that we square amas that we didn't use in the corners, and then you end up with 2,048. Now 2,048 is still less than 2,500, which is what we're looking for. So that's the problem. So we still have a problem that his Reb Zeira's vineyard is smaller than the Beis Sof by 452 square amas. Okay, so now the Gemara is now going to suggest another suggestion, which is we're going to now talk about the Avodah. Let's hold this for tomorrow, okay?
But at least 2,000.
So we have to make it a bigger square, initial square.
Well, exactly what we're going to do here is what remains to be seen.
But 2,048 is the year that Avraham Avinu was born. So
where do we stop?
So we're going to stop here at Avodah Dosa Vishmona Amos on 46A. All right.
So you didn't add the Girsa, the Grah, on the bottom, all the way in the beginning of the Gemara.
Which one was that?
The very beginning on the bottom.